I'm a lock keeper. I have been doing it just over 6 years now. This job's what you call it's a resident lock keeper. So I'm a permanent resident lock keeper here. Now, obviously, with the house on site, you obviously get the job itself. You get a lot of people come along to you and say, "God, what a lovely job you got." And I have to agree with them. I have got a lovely job. The house makes it a lot easier. I do jog to work sometimes. There was no locks and weirs. There'd be no water left on the Thames. Now, it's not just for drinking water. We actually have a locks and weirs are for drinking water and navigation. Now, the locks are to get the boats up to the next level, and the weirs are to maintain a certain level for drinking water. This one, that's the one at Hampton there, it is actually for the Thamesy Tunnel. That pumps up into London. So it's pumped all the way from here into London. We have an alarm into the office here, which then goes into the house. So if it gets too low, the alarm goes off. If it gets too high, the alarm goes off. Then I need to decide whether, obviously if it was low, I'd come and put a gate in. If it was too high, I'd come and pull a gate out and sort of pass the water down. Then you get down to Teddington, which is a 24-hour lock anyway. They're there to deal with that, which is ideal. But it's very unusual for it to drop off too much. But obviously with the pumping stations going, we allow them to take so much water. If we haven't got the water there to take, but they turn a pump on without telling us, which does happen, then suddenly they'll be draining your reach. I feel sorry for them in a way, because they sort of try and turn pumps off them at midnight when it's cheaper. Yeah, but we're not awake at midnight. That's when the alarm goes off. It's normally if they swap a pump over about midnight and they put an extra one in or whatever and we're asleep, it's sort of like the alarm goes off at normally about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to say, "Help, I need some water." And it's an alarm, all right.
Yeah,
it's a very loud alarm. Flooding, you can't do nothing about it. It is just, you know, you see it on TV and it is a nightmare. I see it on TV in York last year and I think it's awful. But it's, I think it's the way of the future, unfortunately. There was a lady here doing a survey the other day. She's doing something for, I think it's a rebuild of the Hampton Court station. And I think our flood defence here is about 7 metres and something. And she's saying that by, I can't remember exactly what year it was, but it's going to have to be set at about 8.3 metres. So that is quite a significant jump. So they're saying it's certain, the 100-year flood plus 20%, and it's quite high. This will be underwater. I think we're set at 7 metres something now. But yeah, how do you do it? You'd have to rebuild everything now upwards to that 8.3. But that includes houses. So anywhere on the Thames, unless you actually have one big channel that's going to be 8.3 metres and that's it. So the water would constantly go down the centre of it. But then you're not going to see nothing the other side. So there's going to be no river. It'd just be a big channel. Quite a bad thought, actually. We don't really want that. But it would cost, although flooding's a nuisance, it would cost billions and billions of pounds to put everything right now. But who's got that kind of money? No one's got that kind of money. Certainly the Environment Agency haven't got that kind of money. And no doubt the government hasn't got that kind of money. So all they can just try and do is just try to sort of keep plugging it away where we are now, building up flood defences where they do. They certainly do in London, as you probably see that they've got the big walls up there. Where they've got properties that might flood, they have cappings that they can put on the side of the building. So they can just put sheet in that the water can't go through. So that protects the properties that way. Might have to happen here one day. Yeah, certainly might. Especially over the next sort of 20 odd years or 30 years, if this is going to be, you know, if it is going to rise this much. Quite worrying, really.